Epilogue. I caught grief from everyone over my stunt. I shouldn't have done it, I knew, but my temper got the better of me. Once I'd had my wild idea about Dan's playing Iago, I got angry. I thought of poor Irene Warner. I was convinced that, at some point, she would go the way of the hapless, loyal Desdemona if Dan managed to get her to marry him. Somehow I felt sure he would have, though he'd have had to get Armand Darcy out of the way to do it. From what I'd seen, though, Irene hadn't been enamored enough of Darcy to make him much of a threat. I also thought about Carrie Warner, a promising career cut short, the students who would be deprived of his eloquence, his passion. Such an obscene waste. There was also poor Dixie Compton, used by her brother-in-law in tawdry schemes to bilk married men out of money, jewels, cars, and whatever else she could get. Evidently his salary as a college professor wasn't enough, so he basically prostituted Dixie in order to earn money for them both. Kanisha had dug deep enough into both Dixie Bell's and Dan's past to discover that Dan had used his sister-in-law coldly, and she had, sadly, been willing to let him. I felt angry on her behalf. She had deserved better. I still felt a bit guilty over turning down her offer to study together. She was looking for a friend, I thought, and I hadn't been willing to be one. I had driven myself nearly around the bend trying to figure out why Dan had come to board at my house. I figured Dixie must have told him she had met me and probably even that she had asked me to be her study partner. Perhaps he had feared she had told me something and decided he wanted to be able to keep a closer eye on me. Then, too, after her murder, he had definitely put himself in the right place to keep tabs on the investigation. He had already known about my connection with law enforcement through his connection with Haskell and Stewart at the gym. I had come to the realization, almost too late, that Dan was a sociopath. He had charm, otherwise Stewart and Haskell wouldn't have befriended him, nor would Stewart have recommended him as a boarder. He had carried off the nice guy routine pretty well, though when he had tried to implicate Irene Warner in the murders, he had made me uneasy. Like most sociopaths, he had also overestimated his intelligence, his ability to con me and those around him. I figured he had thought that, despite my involvement in previous investigations, he was far too canny to allow me to catch on to the truth about him. He had been busy with various plans to spread confusion. Not only had he tried to implicate Irene Warner, a shrewd move to throw me off the scent that he really was interested in her, but he also had told Armand Darcy about the dinner with Irene at my house. He had admitted as much to Kanisha. Ultimately, of course, his attempts to throw me off base had failed. I had goaded him beyond bearing by taunting him. Once my family found out about what had happened, Sean actually yelled at me, and for once in her life so did Laura. That shook me pretty badly. Helen Louise didn't yell, but she wouldn't talk to me for 3 days after she found out what I'd done. Stewart and Haskell wouldn't look me in the eye. Kanisha had lost her temper, and I felt like I'd been skinned alive by the time she finished. Azalea didn't fuss at me, but she did manage to work my grandchildren into several conversations, telling me how important it was that I stick around to see them grow up. What a shame it would be if I did something foolish to keep that from happening. For a few days there, I felt friendless. Even Melba got mad at me. Diesel and Ramses were my only companions. I was thankful for my cats, and I was rethinking my idea about giving Ramses to Azalea. I might change my mind again at some point, but for now, he was going to stay with Diesel and me. I indulged Diesel a bit too much, probably, for several days, giving him extra treats and spoiling him even more than usual. I felt like I owed him my life. If he hadn't attacked Dan the way he did, I think Dan might have broken my neck before Haskell could have stopped him. Diesel hadn't clawed either of Dan's eyes out, but he had left him with a badly...